Would it, does it mean a man or a woman, or could it be either one?
Man.
Does it mean homosexual? Okay, how do you say the word?
Queer.
Okay. And it doesn't just mean strange. A lot of old people, when they say somebody's queer, it just means they're peculiar. It doesn't have anything to do with being homosexual. Okay, if a man is very sure of his own ways and he never wants to change, you say to him, don't be so... Just nothing you can say will make him change his mind. He's what?
Stubborn.
Okay, good enough. And somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say he sure is?
Mad.
Well, he'd get mad, but then he'd be a what kind of person? Oh, touchy or short-tempered or high-tempered?
Short-tempered.
All right. And if he was about to get mad, you'd tell him, just keep...
down. Cool down.
Or keep...
keep calm.
Okay. And if you had been working very hard, you would be very...
tired.
Or even more than that, you'd say, I'm all...
tuckered out.
Okay. That's another way of saying that, beginning with a W. I'm all...
weird out.
All right. And if a person had been well, then you hear that all of a sudden he's got a disease. You say, well, when did he...
get the disease.
Okay. And if he starts to sneeze and cough, you'd say he must have...
caught a cold.
Mm-hmm. And if it affected his voice the way this always does mine, so that it got very low, you'd say he's getting...
laryngitis.
Or it's a word starting with an H.
Horse.
Uh-huh. And if he goes... that's a...
cough.
Mm-hmm. And if he's feeling like he needs to sleep, he'd say he's getting...
sleepy.
Mm-hmm. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, he will, meaning open his eyes, he'll...
wake up.
Mm-hmm. And he's still sleeping, you'd better go...
wake him up.
All right. And if the medicine was still by somebody's bed, you might say, well, why haven't you...
taken your medicine.
And he'd say, but I already...
have taken my medicine.
Leaving out the have. Yesterday, I...
took my medicine.
Uh-huh. And I will...
take my medicine.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't hear anything at all, you're stone...
deaf.
Mm-hmm. And if he went out in the hot sun and worked hard, at the end of an hour, he might come in and say, look how much I... if his shirt's all wet, look how much I...
sweated.
Mm-hmm. And a discharging sore you might get on your arm that comes to a head is a...
wart?
I think it's worse than a wart. I think they're really painful. They get very big sometimes.
Mole.
Starts with a B.
Blister.
Boil, you know. Would you ever call it a, what's the other word for it, good heavens, rising? Do you know what the stuff would be inside that would drain out?
Pus.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned blister. What is in a blister?
Pus.
Okay. If a bee stung you, then your hand would...
swell up.
Okay, so you'd say yesterday it...
swelled up.
And it has...
swell.
Okay. And in a war, if a bullet went through your arm, you'd say you had a bullet.
In your arm.
A bullet something. The doctor would treat his.
Shot arm.
Another word for injury that starts with a W. It's a bullet.
Wound.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever hear of a kind of flesh that grows around a wound when it doesn't heal right?
Scalp.
It's called proud flesh. Did you ever hear that? All right. Then, how about a brown liquid that they used to put on cuts that stings?
Peroxide.
Starts with an I.
Iodine.
Mm-hmm. And how about a medicine that they used to give as a tonic for malaria? Starts with a Q. It's the tonic in gin and tonic. Quinine or quinine? Never heard of it? All right. If somebody was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he...